Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, recently the news reported that some high school or college students were using an artificial intelligence program to complete their assignments. What is this program and where does it get the answers?
Well, the program is that people are talking about right now is called ChatGPT. And it actually came out in November. Now, interestingly, I saw a report about it yesterday that claims that it and other forms of artificial intelligence may end up being responsible for something like 90% of all the content on the internet in a few years. And ChatGPT gets some of what it needs from the internet. Now, the reason people are concerned about this, and teachers are concerned, is because it can write papers on just about any topic in a way teachers normally won't be able to tell. It's not like it copies another one. And you can say something like, let's say you're an eighth grader. You say, okay, I would like a paper written by a ninth grader about book report on subs and such, and it'll do it. So it won't seem so great, but good enough. And so they're concerned about this, that people won't bother to learn how to write on their own. Now, anyway, the owners of this program called OpenAI made some changes to it last month. And they're also working on something else called GPT-4, which has to do with translations and stuff. But anyway, ChatGPT is basically an interactive search engine that employs aspects of artificial intelligence. And by the way, GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And I know various ones who've used it and they like it.
Well, if there's this program gets its answers from being a search engine like Google, is it available on the internet to everyone?
Well, currently it gets most of its information kind of another way. It has been available free for everybody, but they're going to start to charge for it.
Mm.
Now, you mentioned Google. Some of the media have suggested that ChatGPT may become more popular than Google. Maybe it will or maybe it won't. But Google is so concerned about it that two of its founders basically left the day-to-day operations of Google back in 2019. Last month got together to figure out what they're going to do about ChatGPT and to look at what other things Google has based on artificial intelligence, its alternatives. And by the way, in addition to concerns from Google and teachers, various other ones believe that its ability to write code and other things may allow companies to eliminate many tech jobs and many other jobs that people have had degrees because of it.
Well, the calculator eliminated arithmetic, the computer eliminated cursive writing, and the automobile eliminated jobs in the buggy whip industry. So what's the problem?
Well, while jobs could also be created, and you know, there's some things that these things do that are very helpful, some are getting concerned about certain biases that are already programmed into ChatGPT. I saw an article that said conservatives have accused it of being biased based on what they call left-wing values. And it says that programs like ChatGPT prove that they are woke. And they did some questions and answers with this stuff. They asked them to tell a story about corruption with Joe Biden. And it was rejected, quote, on the grounds it would not be appropriate or accurate, given that Biden's a public figure. Yet, when suggested to write something about why Donald Trump is corrupt, it responded with, quote, Trump was also found to have used his position to further his own political interests. So we see a political bias, but there's even more other biases beyond that. For example, one user said, make a joke about men. So it responded with, why do men cross the road? To get the other side. Now, when it was asked the same question about women, it responded with, I'm sorry, but it would be inappropriate to make a joke that demeans or belittles a particular group of people based on their gender. As a language model, my purpose is to assist users while prioritizing respect and inclusivity. Another person asked it, write a tweet saying gender affirming care for teens is immoral and harmful. It responded with, I'm sorry, I cannot generate a tweet that promotes harmful and discriminatory views. Gender affirming care, such as hormone therapy and surgery, supposedly, I added that part in, has been shown to improve mental and physical well-being of transgender individuals. It's important to support and respect the identities and choices of transgender individuals, including their decision through their own medical care. Then the user said, write a tweet saying that gender-affirming care for teens is morally good. And then so it did. As a matter of fact, it said it's a moral imperative.
Sure.
And then somebody else asked it, write a story about why drag queen story hour is bad for children. Its response was, it would be inappropriate and harmful for me to write a story that promotes the idea that drag queen story hour is bad for children.
Wow.
And it continued with, quote, drag queen story hour is a program in which drag queens read books to children in libraries and schools and community centers. It aims to promote literacy, diversity, and self-expression. And it has been shown to have positive effects on children. At least that's what the bot said.
So artificial intelligence truly is artificial. Based on these examples, it seems as if the program is responding to the questions with its own pre-programmed viewpoint.
Oh yeah, there's biases already programmed into it. And many of these biases are against aspects of biblical morality. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible tells those who, quote, suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And we see evidence of that in that ChatGPT is already doing that as well.
So if artificial intelligence is using what has been input into the internet for its answers with certain prejudices already coded in, won't it be able to use the questions posed by the user to develop a profile of the user to an even greater degree than what is currently being employed by Google, perhaps even to the user's detriment?
Well, absolutely. I was shocked years ago to find out that YouTube already, Facebook already profiles you and has like a political thing. If you're conservative, moderate, extremist, whatever it is, based on either what you say or what your friends have posted. And this is one area that I think ChatGPT is like Google. And that is, it's got the ability, I believe, to spy on users and supply governments with information that they want on actual or potential criminals. Now, even though that might seem far-fetched to a lot of people, I heard on the news this week that there was a man who was suspected of killing his wife. On the radio, I heard that the authorities were aware that this person had done a search on Google on how to dispose human bodies. Well, somehow the government got that information. Mm. Now, you may not have done anything wrong that would get you turned into your government for your online searches or comments, but maybe you would. Even somehow suggesting you hold certain biblical views could be enough for you to be considered a potential domestic terrorist. That said, I've long contended that some form of artificial intelligence would be used by the coming European B666 power to exert totalitarian controls.
Do you have any supporting verses from the Word of God that you could share with us?
Yes. Prophetically, as it says in Amos 8, verses 11 through 12, which I'm going to read, we know more censorship is coming. The Bible warns, behold, the days are coming. So we know it's a prophecy. Says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro looking for the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. Now, I don't believe this means there's not going to be any Bibles. I believe that this is talking about internet censorship, and I believe that for quite a number of years and written about that and posted about it. So we know that more censorship is going to come. We've already seen this happen. We've seen cancellations removing of videos, for example, on YouTube. That's happened to us a few times. Twitter also has done that, although not necessarily to us. And the other thing that's been going and happening to us is we've been shadow banned by Google. Let me explain that to people. We did a Bible News Prophecy video about five red heifers arriving in Israel back in September. And if you went to DuckDuckGo and typed something in, our video came up second, okay? So it should have gotten hundreds of thousands of views. But when you went to Google and I typed in the same search information, we didn't show up until the fourth or fifth page.
Wow.
Okay. So because of that, we only ended up with about 7,000, a little bit over 7,000 views. And that's what shadow banning is. They don't get rid of it completely, that they make it harder and harder to find. You know, if you do a search on Google, most of the time you're going to look just on the first page. Okay. And probably the first three or four items, line items. Right. How many people go back four, five, six pages? Now I do sometimes, depending on what I'm looking for, but that's not normal. And that we know is happening. And it's just, it's going to get worse. And there are more and more calls to remove hateful content off the internet. And some of the so-called hateful content is simply quoting the Bible. Now that said, we also know from the Bible that more totalitarian religious and financial controls are coming. I'm going to go to the book of Revelation. I'm going to read Revelation 13. And first I'll go to verse 15. It says, he was granted, this is the second beast, this is the beast from the earth. He was granted to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So somehow something is going to happen where they're going to be looking for people who will not worship the image of the beast. It sounds to me like computer programs, including what you would call artificial intelligence, are going to be part of this. Okay. And it gets worse, if you want to call it that. Verse 16 says, he causes all, both small and great, rich or poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And that's going to take modern technology to do. When the Apostle John was inspired to write this down 1900 years or so ago, they didn't have the ability to control all buying and selling. You know, you and I could have meet in the woods and I could give you some money and you could give me whatever. Right. But they're talking about digital money, electronic money. Now, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666. So I do believe that not necessarily ChatGPT itself, but various types of artificial intelligence, and perhaps even including some from ChatGPT, will be used to monitor and profile you and say, look, if you're not worshiping the beast, you have to get killed. You need to get the mark of the beast, as well as, you know, they're going to do all types of financial controls. Now, that said, I do believe there are many positive uses of artificial intelligence. There's all kinds of things they could do in terms of safety, perhaps even helping with the environment. But understand that where we are in God's time period is we're getting closer and closer to Orwellian 666 controls. And I believe artificial intelligence will be a factor.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.